Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we are moving on to the second part of the series of how to make a life that truly allows you to be happy. How do you create your authentic life? We talked last week about how it's all about authentic decisions. The choices you make on a day-to-day basis ultimately build up and create a life that you either find makes sense for you or you feel deeply unsettled with. So if you're out there right now and you have a concern that something isn't where you want it to be, and you ask yourself, what do I want? And when you ask yourself that simple question, you immediately start getting this horrible, stressful, anxious feeling. I don't know what I want. Or I try different things, but I can't quite figure it out. Or I know what I want, but I'm just so stressed out with the finances or time or fear that I can't take action. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about how to take the first steps in getting rid of those three obstacles and building a life that's really from your truth, one that's choice after choice designed for you and a life that you love. So if those are the things that you're asking and you can't figure out what's the next step, the first thing is awareness. Awareness is the first step because without the awareness of what's going on internally with you in the moments where you're making decisions and choices, how can you ultimately start making choices that are from your deeper self if you don't have that awareness? Because the answers are within you. They're not out there. We talked last time about approvals from others, pro and con lists, the real world and its challenges and obstacles. But it has to start with you. And it starts with you by engaging in yourself and learning how to become aware of what your truth is, not mine, not your neighbors, not your parents. Okay, so the first step is awareness. And if you meditate a little bit, I promise you that's the best way to learn how to cultivate awareness. But if you're just not into that at all, just bring your awareness to your breath. Just notice the quality of your breath. Is it in your chest at the very top in your throat? Do you breathe into your stomach, into your side ribs? Do you ever take a full, deep, long breath? This is the fastest way to reconnect, to realign with yourself, right? So they call it in yoga, pranayama. It's an incredible technique to just bring yourself back into your body and start learning what is going on with you in any given moment. Our breath is a great indication that something is misaligned. So take a deep breath. Learn how to take a deep breath. Breathe from the bottom of your stomach all the way up into your chest and exhale fully from your chest all the way back down to the lowest part of your abdominals. When you learn how to take a really nice, big, deep breath, even yawn and stretch, it brings you back into yourself and you can slow down your mind a little bit so that you can start to answer these questions. But without the awareness, it's not going to happen. So starting to slow down your breath. Secondly, tune into your body. Where is the tension located? Is it in your forehead? When you start to ask these questions of what you want, do you feel a pit in your stomach? Do you feel tightness in your chest? Where do you immediately start to notice this discomfort? And again, this is the indication that something in your life isn't going the way you want. We're not supposed to have that much tension and stress and discomfort in our bodies. They're there to indicate something is going on. It's not wrong. It's just a big indication. So bringing your attention back into your body, taking that big deep breath, locating where that stress is, and learning how to sit with that discomfort. You don't need to change anything, adjust anything. You don't have to say it's right or wrong. No judgments. Just bringing the awareness, the curiosity of self, taking an interest in what's going on with your body without placing judgment is the first step of this process. Because how can you find out what you truly want, who you truly are, if you can't tune inward without judgments, without trying to fix it, without saying this is wrong that my shoulders are tight or I'm not taking a deep breath? It's just cultivating the awareness and the curiosity and the openness to ask yourself, what is going on with me in any given moment. The ability to answer that question, to start the conversation with yourself, is the first step in learning how to make choices that are authentic to you and ultimately will build you a life that you want, where you feel content, free, filled with joy. Because when you can make decisions from a very deep part of yourself that knows what you want and it comes from your truth, it will ultimately create a life that you want. So if you can learn to sit with that discomfort without judgment, without right and wrong thinking, it is an incredible thing to be doing. And then you can start asking yourself simple questions. What do I want for dinner tonight? Can you answer that question and turn inward and get curious? Can I answer that question without feeling there's a right answer or a wrong answer, or I shouldn't eat these foods, or I should eat these foods, or oh, I'm so resentful because so-and-so is not going to let me have what I want tonight? Can you make small decisions in your day today that are just coming from your truth and bring your awareness in and get curious about what that truth is? Because really, if you're capable of going out in the day and grabbing that low-hanging fruit and asking those questions about what you want without judgment, with curiosity, with openness, taking a deep breath and noticing that you feel good when you say, yes, I want this or I don't want that. If you can do that with the simple things, you can start to build and build. People start with the hardest questions ever. What relationship do I want to be in? What job do I want? That's what I did. That is the worst place to start. Start with the low-hanging fruit. Can you just stay in your truth for one day? That's my challenge to you. Create that awareness. Stay open and curious. Notice what you want and don't want. Remove the judge. And then the next step is take total personal responsibility for that moment. We find ourselves in positions in our life that we don't like. We don't like the fact that somebody is pushing a restaurant on us. We don't like that the traffic is really bad. We don't like the weather outside. We don't like the way somebody spoke to us. We don't like where we've landed, the job we're in, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't take personal responsibility. We blame. So the first step is cultivating that awareness. The second one is removing blame and taking total and complete personal responsibility. And by that, I mean, look, life can be hard. I'm not questioning whether or not you got dealt a bad hand. Maybe something in your life didn't go as planned. I get that. But you're responsible for your life today. You're responsible for the decisions you make moving forward. Blaming and telling yourself the story over and over of how you landed wherever you are today, it does nothing but stall you and leave you sitting in resentment. Think about it. What is blaming doing? You might feel as if there's a justification or reason for where you are and why you're there, but who cares? You're standing there. Take responsibility for it and own it because you want to take action, right? You want to get to the next place. So removing the blame and taking total responsibility for wherever your life is, and that your life is completely yours, and however you got there, you're responsible. And then the next thing I want to talk about today is switching from the victim mindset over to choice. These kind of go hand in hand, right? So I blame X, Y, and Z, my family, the school situation I was in, my parents' divorce for the position I'm in today. Okay, that's interesting, except today, unless I'm mistaken, you're a grown-up. So you are responsible for wherever you are, because it's your life now. It's not your parents. It's not your neighbor who put you in whatever position you were in long ago. So leaving the mindset of a victim, that this has happened to me and I'm laying down and I'm just going to keep complaining about it, to choices. I'm totally responsible for my life today, and what choice am I going to make to start coming from alignment and a place of authenticity and a life that I want? What small choices, honestly, guys, with my clients, even if it's just as small as what dinner I'm going to eat tonight or how I'm going to communicate from an authentic place of truth, one thing that comes from your true self, if you can accomplish that and you can overcome the fear that something terrible is going to happen, that there's a consequence for living in your truth, you have taken one of the biggest steps towards building a life that is authentic and meant for you. When I did this, I was just trying to decide if I wanted to write. I got a computer, I sat down, and I stared at that blank page for an hour, paralyzed. Because one step into my truth meant, what are the consequences? What are other people going to think? This was so far from what I was living. This made so little sense to me at the time. But I just did it anyways. Because it's my life. I'm responsible for it. And I have to choose how to act from a place that makes sense to me, that the deeper wisdom within me is steering me towards, and trust that those choices will add up to a life that I'm really happy about. So this is my challenge to anybody listening. Get out there, ask yourself, what do I want? But don't ask yourself about careers and relationships. Start with something small, anything, or make a commitment to 1 hour of telling the truth and see if you can stay in alignment for 1 hour and notice the difference. Just bring the awareness. Notice if you feel tension, if you feel uncomfortable, or if you feel free and confident and at ease. Making authentic decisions should feel right in your body, your mind, your spirit, your heart. You know what's right for you. Can you live from that truth at all for any part of your day today? I hope you liked today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're going to continue on this journey to making choices that will create an authentic life next week. I hope this was valuable for you, but if you have any questions, if any part of this seems confusing, hit me up. People send me emails. I answer every single one. Laura@lauracoe.com. You can come over to my site, lauracoe.com, and send me a note. Thank you so much for tuning in.